16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Poolside Westall's Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsey Belden come off a 61-29 road victory over Madison in your last game. Selena Proper, a season-high 28 points in that last game. You've kind of seen Selena be more assertive in recent games. They're really good to see here to really stand out big in that last contest.
Yeah, I thought, you know, down at Zanesville the night before and Mount Vernon the week before that, she'd been kind of on a roll there, and so it was good to see her kind of come alive there and make a few shots. And she's been either our leading rebounder or second leading rebounder the last two games. So she not only is scoring, she's rebounding and defending and kind of put it all together, I think.
Third win in a row for the team, and now 11 games into the season here. How have you kind of seen this team kind of improve as we've gone on down to the midway point of the season?
Yeah, obviously we didn't start like we wanted to. Had a couple losses there early, but I think that was kind of humbling for us, and it's made us work a little harder, you know. And come January, February, it's easy to go through the motions. It's a long season, and so we're still every day, you know, working hard and getting after each other, and you know, trying to make each other better. And so hopefully that kind of, you know, we didn't have that last year. We started out really well, and I think we kind of got comfortable. And so I'm hoping that, you know, we didn't start out well, but hopefully in the end it pays off.
Facing Lexington for the second time this year, of course, beat them at their place 45-31 early in the year. And of course, controlled the boards in that contest, remember, obviously a competitive game, but what stands out to you from that first meeting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they have some really big kids, and so we talked about rebounding is going to be key, and I thought we did a really good job of boxing out and then going and rebounding. And so that's going to be the same thing tonight. They have another kid, their big, big kid is back. She was out the first time, and so that changes things a little bit, but for us, it doesn't change it other than we have to box out and rebound.
Look at this, because you go into the second half of the year, Lindsey, 6-1 in the OCC, so very much in the mix here as far as the conference is concerned. All these conference games are big.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, I think Lexington's the third in the league, you know, after senior than us, and so they're winning games, and they're playing well, so it's a good test for us. And, you know, like you said, as you start the second round, anything can happen the second time around. Teams get better, and so we gotta start fresh, and it's not, well, we beat them the first time, so it's an automatic win. We gotta come ready to play again.
Lindsey, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Westall's Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsey Belden.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Roadie's IGA. They have 15-ounce packages of ballpark all-meat Franks for $1.99, beef chuck boneless chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, and Gerber's boneless chicken for $4.49 a pound. They also have 80% lean ground round for $3.99 a pound, beef chuck boneless chuck steak for $5.19 a pound, beef loin boneless New York strip steak for $9.99 a pound, and pork loin boneless pork chops for $2.79 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Roadie's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th at Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin. In tonight's Junior Varsity Contest, Westall's defeated Lexington by the score of 37-22. Good evening, once again, everyone. I'm Matt Croy. Earlier this season, back on December 2nd in Lexington, Westall's defeated the Lady Lex in that game 45-31. In that contest, Lexington led 9-7 after one. However, West Olds had a huge second quarter, outscoring Lexington 18-6. And they led 25-15 at the half and never looked back, leading 34-23. And West Olds got the win 45-31 over Lexington earlier this season. In that game, West Olds shot 50% from two-point range, while the Lady Lex shot just 17%. And West Olds also dominating the boards, out-rebounding Lexington 44-31 to get that 45-31 victory. For West Olds in that contest, leading the way for them, Briar Klein had a season-high 16 points. Also in the game, it was 7 points and 7 boards for Aviana Yoder, and Allie McMillan had 6 points and 9 rebounds. Chloe Patton had 6 points in 4 boards. And Keegan Ull, 5 points and 4 rebounds in that win. For Lexington in a loss, led by Macari Chapman, she had 14 points and 3 rebounds, while Cora Palmer had 7 points in the game as well. Westall's winner earlier this season over Lexington by the score of 45-31. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MBB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all other types of furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973. West Hills had kind of an up-and-down start to their season with that loss to Dover. They open up the year, then the win over Lexington, followed by that loss to Wayndale on the road by the score 55-29, but then won three straight, defeating Ashland, New Philadelphia, and Worcester. Lost two in a row to Mansfield Senior, 39-22 at home. Lost to Highland, 74-40. And, of course, since then, won three straight with the win over Mount Vernon, 44-37 on the road, a 57-28 win. That was at Zanesville, and also a road win in the last contest of 61-29 at Madison. West Holmes has a record of 7-4. For Lexington, they lost their first five games of the year, falling to Clear Fork, Loudonville, West Holmes, as well as Willard as well. And then, with the victory over Mount Vernon by the score of 44-37, lost to Mansfield Senior 70-33, won three straight over Madison, Clyde, and New Philadelphia, lost to Ontario 44-40, a win over Ashland, followed by a loss to Norwalk 47-38, and won over Worcester in their last game by 1 point, 61-60. As Lexington has a record of 6-7. West Holmes averaging just under 45 points per game. Lexington is averaging 45.4 points per contest. Defensively, the Lady Knights allowing just over 40.5 points per game, while the Lady Lex giving up just under 50 points per contest on the defensive end this year. So far in the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Mansfield Seniors in first place at 8-0. West Holmes in second place at 6-1, and Lexington's in third place at 5-2. In the OCC, West Holmes averaging 45.5 points per game, while Lexington is averaging 47 a game. Defensively, however, West Holmes a big edge there, allowing just 36.5 a game defensively in the conference, while Lexington gives up just under 50 points per contest on the defensive end in the OCC. After that, Ashland is 3-5, Worcester is 2-5, New Philadelphia and Mount Vernon 2-5 in the OCC, Madison is 1-6. In the IVC North Division, Stralsburg in first place at 7-0, while East Canton is 5-2, Malvern is 4-2, Buckeye Trail 4-3, while Conotton Valley is 2-4, Newcomerstown and TCC both 1-6. In the IVC South Division, Highland in first place at 7-0, Husky Valley is 5-1, while Ridgewood is 4-2. Sandy Valley 3-3 in the conference, Indian Valley 2-4, Garraway 1-5, Claymont is 0-7. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Loudonville unbeaten at 15-0 overall, Highland is 12-0, Wayndale 9-1, Danville record of 11-3, Tryway is 9-4, West Holmes, I mentioned 7-4, Garraway 5-6, and Central Christian a record of 3-6. Don Hull signed for the broadcast. We'll get some comments from Don after this on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-3300. SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org. Last Stoll's playing host to Lexington in the dungeon tonight. McCoy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast. And Don, this West Stoll's team has won three straight. We've seen some big games recently by Ava Yonioder. Zelina Proper, 28 points her last game. We're kind of seeing the confidence really growing with this basketball team.
And it has resonated throughout that whole squad that they have. You and I have talked beforehand that we were just waiting for West Holmes to finally put that one gel game together, and it happened over at Mansfield Madison this last Saturday. Proper let loose for 28 points, but they played a great game top to bottom, great defensively, great offensively, limited their turnover, so it was a really good game, and they've been waiting at that. Now we'll have to see if they can just hold still and keep on that level line.
See what happens when you go into the second half of the year. And the Lexington team, that very athletic Lexington ball club as we saw earlier in the year.
That's true. They do have a young Stover over there, and boy, is she athletic. And yes, they got their post player back, too, a 6'2" girl, and she's playing today. And just watching her warm up, boy, she can move. She's light on her feet, 6'2" sophomore. So she may be a factor in this game. So West Holmes, you know, one game behind in the OCC. Let's see what happens.
Other than that, Don, anything else you're looking for tonight?
I'm just looking for West Holmes to control the pace of the game. And they want to play it fast. They want to try to get Lexington up and down the court. And so I think whoever controls the tempo tonight is going to have a big say in who wins this game.
We'll see what happens. Other girls' games around the area. Wayndale's at Chippewa tonight. Madison at Worcester. Richmond Heights playing host to Mansfield Senior. Buckeye Trail's at Shenandoah. And Newcomerstown is at Toronto. Don Holley back around with tonight's starting lineups at the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded more than $11 million in scholarships to nearly 2,800 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Scholarship applications for the 2024-2025 academic year will open in January. To apply, please visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Companies are investing in Ohio every day. Invest in yourself and get the training you need to land the job of your dreams or enhance your skills this year. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for our 10 programs that begin in August. We are also enrolling for our winter adult diploma program courses, including automotive brakes, automotive electrical electronic systems, Ohio commercial pest control, drone license preparation, STNA, and more. Call 330-339-2288 to learn how we can help you get your high school diploma for free.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg.
They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jenner's, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks. And tonight's storyline is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for the night's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting tonight for your visiting team, the Lady Lex from Lexington. Number 3, 5'5" senior guard, Cora Palmer. Number 15, a 5'9" junior guard, Macri Chapman. Number 22, a 5'9" sophomore forward, Tatum Stover. Number 35, a 5'10" sophomore forward, Bella Temple. And rounding out your starting five, number 23, a 6'2" sophomore post, Ava Brown.
Lexington 6-7 on the season and third place at 5-2 of the OCC and coached by Gabby Stover.
And for your home team tonight, your West Holmes Lady Knights, number 3, a 5'6" sophomore guard, averaging 7.9 points a game, Briar Klein. Number 12, a 5'4" senior guard, averaging 7.7 points a game, Allie McMillan. Number 15, a 5'8" senior guard forward, averaging 3.6 points a game, Chloe Patton. Number 21, a 5'10" junior post, averaging 5.7 points a game, Aviana Yoder. And rounding out your starting five, a 5'5" senior guard, averaging 7.5 points a game, number 24, Keegan Uhl.
West Holmes is 7-4 on the season. They're in second place at 6-1 in the OCC, and they're coached by Lindsay Belden in her sixth year. And tonight's storyline is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs who have their car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Mac right alongside Don Hall for the broadcast. It's Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Fred Williams, who's producing tonight's live stream coverage, and John Williams, who's working the camera as well. You can go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream feed for tonight's contest. And jumping for Lexington will be Ava Brown, the 6'2" sophomore, and Chloe Patton for West Holmes, the 5'8" senior. West Holmes, their white jerseys, white shorts, red numerals, and blue trim. And for Lexington, purple jerseys, purple shorts, white numerals, and gold trim. And just about ready for the opening tip from the dungeon. There's the whistle. And it'll be in the direction of Lexington, who has the ball going from right to left. Into the front court with the basketball is Cora Palmer. Has a poke loose. Picks it up now against Keegan Uhl. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Lobs it back out top to Tatum Stover. Back inside to Palmer. Her shot under the bucket. Off the glass and good. Cora Palmer. Lexington up 2-0.
Nice little give and go by Lexington. Good finish by Palmer.
West Holmes going left to right. Here's McMillan across the half court line. Pass left wing to Keegan Uhl. Dribbles it out top. Now Klein to the foul line, to the lane. Two shot by Klein. High off the glass, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ava Brown. Lydiac's basketball. Baseball pass goes to the front court to Palmer. Palmer to the baseline. Double team. Lost it and stolen away. Here's the steal by Patton after the first turnover on Lexington. Long pass to the front court goes to Klein. Out top now to Keegan Uhl. Uhl, three-pointer left wing up in the air. Going to be knocked down on the step back by Uhl.
Boy, she caught that and didn't even hesitate twice. Good-looking shot by Keegan.
3-2 lead for West Holmes. And they have the 1-2-2 press on. Bounce pass goes across the timeline. Knocked around. Finally grabbed by Stover. Dumps it inside to Ava Brown. Her shot high off the glass. Good. And the foul. No. They're going to call her for the travel instead. So 8 off the bucket and the second Lexington turnover.
I'll tell you, that's a tall drink of water out there. And I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, Chloe Patton trying to guard her. Doing a good job of it as well.
Very good that time. And West Holmes has it in a 1-point lead. 6:50 to play first quarter. Pass to the front court, slapped around, grabbed by Patton, dribbles it out top. On the right quarter, ball deflected to the corner and goes out of bounds off of Keegan Uhl. So West Holmes that time with their first turnover. Lexington basketball near side in the backcourt.
Look for West Holmes to come with a full court press here.
Pressure is on. Palmer dribbles it, three-quarter score. Into the front court goes to Stover, but thrown it away. Third turnover. Into the front court. Here's McMillan. Nice pass inside, a cutting Briar Klein, who banks it up and in. Off the assist from Allie McMillan. 5-2 West Holmes. Pass across the timeline, beats the pressure to Stover. Back inside goes to Ava Palmer. She'll bank it up and in. Ava Brown, I should say, with the bucket, makes it a 5-4 ball game. The big girl, once again, 6-2 sophomore. Ava Brown has her first two.
That was a good job by Lexington to put the pressure on West Holmes. Pressure defense by transition the ball down the court. Easy layup.
Went right at him, and now Westholz has the ball. Allie McMillan across the timeline. Half-court defense on by the Lady X right now. Pass goes right to the foul circle to Ava Yoder. Out off the hand up to Klein. Klein drive to the right block. Spins around. Ball knocked around out of bounds. It's going to be a call of foul on that shot attempt by Briar Klein. She'll be at the foul line.
That's a good job by Briar going in with the right-hand dribble and a spin move over to her left hand.
First team foul on Lexington, and Ava Brown gets that foul. Briar Klein at the charity stripe. 5'6 sophomore guard, averaging just under 8 points per game at 16 points and six boards. In that earlier meeting against Lexington this year, that free throw is knocked down, and she has 3 points so far tonight. 6-4 Westholm, 6:03 to play first quarter. Second free throw is up. That's going to be no good. Rebound. Fought for. Grabbed by, and going to be tied up with, or was it Avion Yoder who got that board?
I'm just going to get an offensive rebound for that.
All right, good job. Got the board, and now Westholz will have the ball. So they'll keep possession now with it. Inbounded by Owl top, goes to Allie McMillan. Now to Chloe Patton, spins around to the baseline. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of the Minutemen, however. And Westholz will keep the basketball. Just under 6 minutes to play first quarter. And Keegan Owl to inbound. Into the quarter, Chloe Patton now has it. Out top, Briar Klein. Right quarterback to Ole, her three-pointers up, and they're going to be no good, but she was knocked to the floor. And then call a foul on that three-point shot attempt by Ole. That foul is going to be slapped, it looks like, on Macaree Chapman, so it should be three free throws.
Yeah, Coach Stover's not real happy with her player right there. You really don't want to foul a three-point jump shooter.
So we Keegan Ole, see if she can take advantage of that. Has 3 points so far. And that's going to be up in the air, going to be knocked down on the first attempt. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLN. It's brought to you tonight by Village Motors. And Zach Kraft reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Second free throw also good by Uhl. And now set for her third free throw. And that is up, and that's going to be good as well. 6 points for Uhl. Westholm's now a 9-4 lead.
Westholm's changing presses. Now it looks like they're in a 1-2-2 zone.
Pass to the far side, goes to Chapman. Across the timeline, stolen away. Allie McMillan. Bounce pass inside, goes to Keegan Ole. Her shot was blocked by Stover. Rebound grabbed by Patton, however. Westholz with the ball. Here's Briar Klein. Drive, lane. Off-out shot high in the air. No good, but she was knocked to the floor. And that's going to be a foul called on Bella Temple. Into the foul line, going to be Briar Klein.
Just a good, nice, solid, hard penetration drive by Briar Klein. Really intense drive. You can tell in her face she was wanting to go to the hoop.
She is ready to go. Briar Klein, 3 points so far tonight. Lines it up on the first free throw attempt. That's going to be good. Make it 4 points for Briar Klein. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Second free throw also good by Klein. She has 5, 11-4 Westholz. Lexington basketball in the backcourt against that 1-2-2 press. Here's Chapman, bounce pass near side to Palmer. Palmer dribbles at three-quarter score. Across the timeline now, grabbed on the far side. Pass out top, deflected on the floor. Dove after by Stover. And finally picked up in a timeout called just in time by Lexington. 5:19 to play first quarter. Westholz up 11-4. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Westholz, a 7-point lead early on. You got to like the way the Westholz is attacking early in this first quarter.
Very, very aggressive, going to the hoop. They've shot 7 free throws already, and it's not even halfway through the first quarter.
And then Lady Lex had the basketball out top. Here's a pass left wing, goes to Macaree Chapman. Chapman drive to the baseline, runner high off the glass, going to be good. Macaree Chapman.
Yeah, good solid players. I mean, she was a nice player over at Lex. I think she led them scoring last time over there as well.
At 14 there, her first two tonight. 11-6 Westholz, they had the ball. Avion Yoder dribbles it, gets the hand off. Here's McMillan, drive, lane, back to the corner. Three-pointer by Chloe Patton up in the air, going to be off the mark. Gets her own rebound, though. Patton, pass left corner. Three-pointer by Keegan Ole is going to be knocked down. And she's locked in.
Keegan has found her groove.
9 points, her second three-pointer, 14-6 West Holmes. Flexing the basketball across the timeline, will beat the pressure. Chapman to the corner, three-pointer up in the air by the left-hander, going to be off the mark. Rebound to the corner, goes out of bounds. Good box set, and it will be West Holmes basketball.
Yeah, when Keegan gets in that little shooting frenzy, if you will, everything looks perfect for her, and she's just feeling like that rim's maybe 10 foot around instead of 10 foot high.
No doubt about that. Looking good, looking sharp are the Lady Knights, especially Keegan Ohl. 14-6 West Holmes, 4.5 to play first quarter from the dungeon.
Lexington a little zone themselves.
Ohl past the front court, deflected. Here's the steal by Stover. Stover to the front court, the second West Holmes server. Hoover's pass to the corner to the Chapman. Drive to the lane. Back inside the Stover. She'll make it up. Missed the layup. Rebound grabbed by Stover. And after she got the rebound, going to be a foul called on West Holmes. That'll be their first team foul of the quarter.
That was a beautiful pass on Macquarie.
Really was. And they're going to call that foul on Briar Klein, her first personal foul. 4:16 to play in the first. It'll be Lexington to inbound it. Macquarie Chapman. Good tonight of defense. It gets a pass up. Finally out top. Into the hands down. The dribble by Zoe Borowicz, the 5'3 sophomore guard. Dribbles the left wing. Picks it up. Back in the corner to the Chapman. Directing traffic. Dribbles it. Nowhere to go with it. Backs it up. Pass inside goes to Stover. Her shot up in the air. No good. Rebound chased down by Chloe Patton. West Holmes ball. Patton on the fast break. Dribbles it. Backs it up to the corner. Pass out top to Ohl. Now to Briar Klein, rather, at the top of the key. Klein to the right wing. They hands it off now. Over to Zelina Proper in the key now for West Holmes. Inside, the pass goes over to Ava Yonier. Out top to Proper. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Ava Brown. Lexington ball down 14-6. 3.5 to play first quarter. Macquarie Chapman, the junior guard across the timeline, calls out to play. Dribbles the left wing. Picks it up. Back in the corner now. A dribble down by Borowicz, but pass out soft to Cora Palmer. She'll reset the offense. Palmer out to the left wing. Crosser pass, right corner, deflected out of bounds by Keegan Ohl. Almost got the steal, but it'll stay with Lexington.
Good anticipation by Keegan. If she had used that inside hand, Matt, that might have dropped on the floor, and she could have got a layup.
No doubt about it. Lady Lex have it now to inbound midway into the front court far side. Again, Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast from the dungeon. Tatum Stover to inbound. Of course, younger sister Cade Stover inbounds it out top. Here's the dribble now to the right wing, Macquarie Chapman. Back to Stover, goes out of bounds and apparently deflected by West Holmes.
Good defense by Keegan Ohl over there. Her and Klein actually doing a pretty good job.
Cut off that corner. Stover had 9 rebounds in an earlier meeting against West Holmes. Pass goes out top to Macquarie Chapman. Dribbles it right wing. Chapman, three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down, nothing but net. Rainbow three, knocked down by Chapman.
That's some depth on it as well.
5 points for her. 14-9 West Holmes, they had the ball. Here's McMillan to the left wing. Back to the corner, goes to Keegan Ohl. Backs it up now. Her pass goes cross-court to Briar Klein. Klein couldn't handle the pass and stole it away. And a foul called also on the process. I believe it's going to be on Klein.
I believe so.
Looked like a steal by Avea Francis, then Klein with the foul. That'll be her second personal foul, second team foul, West Holmes as well.
It's like West Holmes switching back to a man-to-man now.
That man-to-man press is on. And to inbound. Into the hands now of, stolen away, I should say, by Zelina Proper. Went off the hands of Borowicz. Out top to Keegan Ohl. Ohl shot for the foul line up in the air. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Going to be tied up. This time the arrow will point to the Lexington direction. So they'll get the team rebound.
I think that was Neely Fair that got on the floor and tied that ball up right there.
Neely Fair, 5'10 senior in the game. Now full compress on again by West Holmes. Man-to-man press on. Ball embedded to Chapman. Her pass goes over to Temple across the timeline. Stover. Nice pass inside under the bucket. Shot up going to be no good by Francis. Rebound grabbed, however, by Bella Temple. Well, she'll throw it away. Stolen by Zelina Proper. West Holmes has the ball. Hands it off to Klein. Out top to Keegan Ohl. Drive. Lane. Bounce pass inside. Shot off the glass. Good. Knocked down by Neely Fair.
That's great. Fantastic penetration by Keegan Ohl. Good little bounce pass.
Fair her first two, 16-9 West Holmes. Lexington has the ball. Macaray Chapman across the half-court line. Dribbles it high on the right. Pass right to the foul line now. Goes over to Temple. Out top to Chapman. Her three-pointer going to be no good this time. Rebound to the four. It's grabbed by McMillan. She'll have it on the fast break for West Holmes. McMillan, bounce pass. Nice look to Proper. Her layup off the glass and good.
That's what you need to do with Allie McMillan. Get that ball in transition. She is so good at seeing that open person.
First two for Proper. 18-9 West Holmes. Lexington has the ball. 1:30 to play in the first quarter. Chapman's pass goes cross-court, but stolen away by Allie McMillan. But she stepped out of bounds after she got that steal. Bad break, but again, covered a lot of ground, McMillan.
I see it. She's just everywhere, and that's the Allie McMillan of old right there that we got accustomed to seeing, and we're just now starting to see it again this year.
It'll be Lexington basketball beneath her own backboard. 1:26 to play in the first. 18-9. West Holmes has the lead. To win now, going to be Cora Palmer. Check back in, replacing Tatum Stover. Palmer looking. Pass inside to Temple. Juggled it. Her shot up going to be no good, but she was fouled. Foul on Greta Rollins, and it will send the 5'10 sophomore Bella Temple to the foul line.
Boy, Lexington's got some size down there. 6'2", 5'10".
Really
I think
do.
There's another 6'1 girl on the roster.
A lot of big girls to deal with. First personal on Rollins, 13 foul West Holmes. Temple, the free throw, going to be knocked down. Her first point tonight. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Second free throw, no good. Rebound putback is good. Inside by Ava Brown. Brown has 4 points. Call Holmesville Electric, 330-279-4522. West Holmes ball. Fair hands it off to Proper out top. Right wing to Chloe Patton. Patton drive to the lane. Hicks it out top. Drive by McMillan. Now right corner. Now to Proper. Proper to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner off the last going to be knocked down. Zelina Proper.
Boy, she's continuing on from Saturday night.
She is, of course, 28 points, a season high on Saturday at Madison. 4 points so far tonight. 20-12 West Holmes, 50 seconds and counting in the quarter. Palmer drive to the foul line, dumps it inside to Ava Brown. Her shot going to be no good. Rebound snapped out of bounds by Patton. It'll stay with Lexington. 40 seconds to play in the first. 20-12 West Holmes. And to inbound, Macaray Chapman, 5'9 junior. Into the corner goes to Palmer. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor and chased after and grabbed by Zoe Borowicz. She'll have it out top. 30 seconds to play in the first. Lady Lex with the basketball after the offensive board. Borowicz picks it up. Out top to Chapman. Dribbles it. Three-pointer top of the key by Chapman. Going to be knocked down after the defender fell down.
Just a good-looking shot by Chapman. Real good-looking shot.
Her second three-point basket made. 12 seconds to go. West Holmes ball up by five. McMillan now with it high on the right side. Pass inside goes over to Neely Fear. Backs it in. Out top to Proper. Proper drive and what? Going to be a three-second violation, I believe, called on West Holmes. That'll be their fifth turnover. Just under 3 seconds to go now. Lexington has it on the back baseline. Chapman to windmill. Over to Brown, back to Chapman. 1 second, Chapman shot at midcourt. Going to be off the glass, no good. That closes out the first from the dungeon. West Holmes a 20-15 lead over Lexington. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Holmes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
All ready for the second quarter of action. West Holmes has the basketball here at Side Court. Briar Klein to inbound. And she'll do so to Allie McMillan. McMillan dribbles it into the front court. Pass left to the foul line. Patton lost it. Chased back down by McMillan. She'll grab it. Takes it to the right wing. Into the corner goes to the dribble. Now by Keegan Ohl. Her three-pointer's going to be no good off the rim. Rebound goes to Ava Brown. Lady Lex basketball. Chapman to the front court. Pass inside goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. West Holmes 2 of 4 on three-point tries for 50%. Lexington 2 of 6 for 33%. West Holmes 4 for 7 from two-point range for a scorching 57%. Lexington was 4 of 8 for 50%. West Holmes 6 of 7 for the foul line for 86%. Well, Lexington was 1 of 2 for 50%. And West Holmes has the basketball here in the second. Pass goes out top to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound grabbed by Ava Brown. And Lexington out rebounding West Holmes 8-7 in the first quarter. Seven turnovers by the Lady Lex, five for the Lady Knights in that first quarter of play. Lexington basketball in the second. Chapman's pass goes out top to Bella Temple. Left wing now to Tatum Stover. Back in the corner to Palmer. Palmer, bounce pass inside, goes cross court and rolls out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover, the ninth now on the Lady Lex.
Yeah, West Holmes is starting to pick up their half-court defense a little bit, putting a little bit more pressure on the ball and denying that next pass.
West Holmes has it, a 20-15 lead. Under 7 minutes to play in the first half. McMillan's pass goes out top to Ava Yonioter. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Ava Brown. First, we saw Yoder knock down a couple of those threes back over at Zanesville. Lexington basketball. Here's Chapman to the front court. Calls out the play. Near the midcourt line, Chapman dribbles it now to the left point. Backs it up. Pass goes cross court to Stover. Around the foul line, Temple. Temple shot for the right block. Going to be good. Got the roll. Bella Temple. Temple has 3 points, her first field goal. West Holmes ball. Drive by Patton. Her shot off the glass. No good, but she drew a foul. Hacked on the arm. Chloe Patton on that drive.
That was a good job of West Holmes by passing ahead to the open girl, which happened to be Chloe Patton. Good square and good hesitation, and then right to the hoop. Foul.
First team foul on the Lady Lex in the quarter. Temple, her second personal foul. Patton, as we mentioned at the foul line, 5'8 senior, averaging 3.5 a game. 6 points, 4 boards in that earlier meeting this season with Lexington. Missed the first free throw attempt. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text. The second free throw no good. Rebound grab by Stover. Call them at 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Lexington ball to the front court. Here's Chapman to the baseline. Lost it. Goes out of bounds off her leg. And that will be another turnover. The 10th. On Lexington, their third here of the second quarter.
And a good job by West Holmes, just chesting up with it right there. Didn't reach, didn't do anything, but just stay vertical.
West Holmes has the ball. They have a three-point lead in the second. McMillan calls out the play, and she'll cross the half-court line. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Left wing, now the pass to, out top Patton. Her pass goes behind her to McMillan. McMillan dribbles it out top. Pass left wing goes out of bounds off the hands of Chapman. West Holmes will keep the basketball.
It's a good call by the official.
So West Holmes down to inbound, midway into the front court on the far side. Keegan Ohl inbounds it to McMillan out top. Dribbles it right wing. The handoff goes to Chloe Patton. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Briar Klein. Klein's off-balance shot going to be no good. Rebound to the four. She's down by Stover to the opposite corner. Flexing the ball, passed by Temple, inside goes to Cora Palmer. Her shot no good, but the foul is going to be called on Ohl. It'll send Palmer to the foul line to shoot two.
Well, I just made a comment about how West Holmes did a good job of passing the ball ahead to the open spot. That's exactly what West Holmes did, or Lexington did right there against West Holmes.
No doubt about it. First team foul West Holmes. First personal on Keegan Ohl. Cora Palmer at the foul line. She has 2 points so far this evening. And that free throw's up, going to be good. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you by Village Motors tonight. It'll be Zach Kraft reporting all the area scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw is no good. Rebound grabbed by Ava Yonioter. West Holmes ball. Here's Briar Klein with it. And a two-point lead now, 20-18. West Holmes looking for their first point still of the second quarter. Pass past the right block to Avion Yoder. Altop Uhl. Uhl dribbles it to the corner. Down to the foul line. Altop Ryer Klein dribbles it. Into the corner, goes over to Chloe Patton. Drive, lane, gets called for traveling. Trying to make that move, the sixth West Stones turnover.
Yeah, it's a nice move. She just didn't put the ball down quick enough.
So she'll check out. Zelina Proper checks back in for West Stones. 5:07 to play in the second, and Lexington ball down by just a pair. In the backcourt, inbounded to Macri Chapman. Chapman works it against McMillan in the backcourt. And now dribbles it across the timeline. Down to the right wing, Chapman. Picks it up. Back in the corner goes to Palmer. Head fake. Palmer lobs it out top to Stover. Back inside goes over to Ava Brown. Her shot's up and me off the glass and good.
And a good job by Lexington getting the ball inside to their 6-2 post.
She has 6 points, tied up at 20 apiece. Here's McMillan drive. Pass out top to Breyer Klein now. Klein drive, lane. Her shot high in the air, off the glass, no good, but she does draw the foul. Good take by Klein to draw the foul.
But it is another good take by Breyer Klein. So far she has, shot 4 shots from the charity stripe.
Attack of the night. Lexington scoring the first 5 points of this quarter. Second team foul on the Lady Lex, and that's the third personal on Bella Temple. Line with the free throw is going to be no good on the first attempt. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Known for their super soft style, Six Monies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at SixMonies.com. Six Monies, for quality and service never go out of style. Second free throw is good. Klein has 6 points now. 21-20 West Holmes. Lexington ball, 4.5 to play in the first half. Chapman to the front court. On the right wing. Here's the dribble to the corner by Borowicz. Her shot up and going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Keegan Uhl. Her pass goes to Proper to the front court. Proper shot inside the paint. High off the rim. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Chapman. Over to Palmer now. Lady Lex basketball. Palmer to the left wing. Down to the baseline. Outbound shot blocked inside by Evie Gunninger. Grabbed on the rebound by Brown. Her shot no good. Rebound goes to Zelina Proper. West Holmes ball. Proper to the front court. Down to the foul line. Al top with it. Her pass goes behind Keegan Uhl and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover, number 7 on West Holmes. 21-20 West Holmes, but West Holmes trying to find their offense in the second quarter.
They're doing a good job at just this unforced error right there. One thing that you really can't control as a coach, you cannot coach that.
Just got to find it, and it'll be Lexington ball in the corner. That'll be bumped and fouled. Cora Palmer fouled by Proper on the block scene foul. The second team foul, West Holmes. Proper has her first.
I'd be amazed if Coach Stover doesn't go inside to Brown this possession.
He embedded to Palmer. Has it out top. As they'll see what they'll do here. Palmer now to the right wing. Palmer back to the corner now to Brown. Back out top to Chapman. Thought about it. Chapman holds onto it. Cross-court pass goes to Borowicz, left wing, drive to the foul line. Kicks it back out top. Now Chapman, drive, lane, her layup off the glass. No good, rebound put back by Brown. No good, but she was fouled. And it'll send Ava Brown to the foul line, the 6'2 sophomore, to shoot 2 free throws.
I have Ava Brown is having 8 rebounds, 3 of them on the offensive end.
She is a handful, no doubt about it. 13 foul West Holmes, and that will be also the third personal on Breyer Klein. Brown, 6 points, 3:20 to play in the half. Free throw is up, going to be good, got the bounce. So Klein will have to check out with the 3 personals. Chloe Patton is back in. We are tied up for a second time here in this quarter at 21. Second free throw is up. That's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Stover. Stover passed left wing, knocked away, and here's the steal by Zelina Proper. Proper to the front court. Backs it up. That's the 11th Lexington turnover. Now Uhl hands it off to Allie McMillan. Right wing back to Keegan Uhl. Now to Proper out top. Right point to Avion Yoder. Gets the handoff down to Patton. Picks it up. Back in the corner goes to Keegan Uhl. Her 3-pointer no good. Rebound grabbed by Stover. Tied at 21. Under 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's Cora Palmer. Drive pass inside. Too tall. Goes out of bounds. Trying to find Chapman. Instead, the 12th Lexington turnover.
I mean, it looks like Lexington wants that up-tempo type game. They're just not handling the ball very well.
No doubt. So West Holmes will have it. And out there is Chloe Patton, along with Allie McMillan, against the fulcrum pressure of Lexington. Into the front court goes to Keegan Ull. Ull dribbles it, pass inside, grabbed by Fair. Out top now to Patton. Drives the lane. Patton, runner up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Finally picked up by Zoe Borowicz. Tied at 21, Lady Lex basketball. Chapman across the timeline. 8 points for her in the half, but none so far in the second quarter. Chapman now to the left point. Fast pass near side. Goes in the hands of Borowicz. Back out top to Cora Palmer. Palmer to the foul line, to the lane. Back to the corner. Pass inside, right block to Stover. She missed the layup. Rebound, Neely Fair. West Ole's ball again. McMillan. Pass goes front court to Keegan Ull. Ull stopped. Out top to a wide open Chloe Patton. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Stover. And she'll be fouled by Proper inside after the rebound. 14th foul, West Ole's. Proper has her second personal foul.
Stover had a quiet first quarter. I have her for 5 rebounds this quarter alone.
Showing that Stover athleticism. Again, that younger sister of Cade Stover, of course, star football player, basketball player at Lexington, of course, tight end at Ohio State. Has he declared or not officially?
I believe he is going, yeah. Last I heard.
We know he's going to be going to the pros for sure. Inbounded, going to be stolen away by Keegan Ull. Back out top after the steal goes to Proper. West Ole's ball. Now to Patton. Patton to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to Ull to the corner. Couldn't handle it. Her pass goes to McMillan. McMillan drive. Shot left hand off the glass. Some good. Allie McMillan.
Boy, that's how you make something out of nothing right there. Good job, Allie McMillan.
23-21 West Holmes and timeout Lexington. 1:37 to play second quarter. West Holmes a 2-point lead. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
This is Raleigh Mast. I'm a fleet mechanic with Yoder Lumber Logistics. We are a truckload carrier and broker servicing customers east of the Rocky Mountains. We have a fleet of late model equipment specializing in flatbed and Conestoga freight. At Yoder Lumber Logistics, we take pride in offering our customers fast and friendly service at competitive rates for all their inbound and outbound needs. Give us a call today at 330-893-3131.
A battle tonight between the second and third teams in the OCC. It's been a battle so far in the first half.
It had ups and downs. I mean, it's a game of runs, and Lexington's on that run right now. This is just a pivotal possession here in the first half for Lexington. They can, I don't know if they have the ball handlers enough to go for one shot with a minute 37 to go, but West Holmes come with the press, see if they can't get an easy one here.
All right, so Palmer to win battle. And she does so in the back baseline against that full court press to Ava Brown. Back to Palmer. Palmer dribbles it, pass to the front court, goes to Borowicz. She'll dribble back near that midcourt line. They'll spread the four, Will Lexington. Borowicz pass goes to the corner now to Macri Chapman. Chapman to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner going to be no good, but she did draw the foul. That'll send Chapman to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, she just got to the key just a little too easy.
15 foul on West Holmes. Chloe Patton gets that foul, her first personal.
Chapman's first toss is from the charity stripe tonight.
8 points in all for her. Had 14 points in that previous meeting this year against West Holmes. Free throw by the left-hander is going to be no good on that first attempt. 1:19 to play in the half. 23-21, West Holmes has the lead. Chapman now with the second free throw attempt. That is up, and that is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound juggled. Grabbed finally by Neely Fair, and then she was fouled. And that'll be the third team foul on Lexington. So West Holmes has it, 1:17 to play in the half and a 2-point lead. Eva Brown has her second personal foul. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page tonight, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Fred Williams and John Williams. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast from the dungeon. And West Holmes has the ball. McMillan to the front court. Dribbles the right wing. Pass inside. Goes to Fair. Grabs it. Now right corner goes to McMillan. Drive. Runner by McMillan. No good. Rebound slapped in the hands of Proper. Her put back is no good. Rebound out of bounds off the hands of Patton. And it will be Lexington basketball. Couple good opportunities, couldn't cash in.
I mean, they had shots inside the key, both of them. Just did not capitalize.
1 minute to play in the half. Full court pressure on by West Holmes again. Inbounded by Chapman. Goes to Stover. Into the front court now to Avea Francis. Now to Chapman. Her shot blocked by Patton. Grabbed now by Chapman. Back in the corner to Palmer. Her 18-footer not good. Rebound grabbed now by Allie McMillan. McMillan on the fast break now for West Holmes. Drive to lane. Runner off the last. No good. Rebound. Juggle grabbed by Aviani Gunner. Her put back no good, but she will be fouled. Aviani Gunner to the foul line now to shoot two.
Just Aviana Yoder, every game just seems to couple up with those couple clutch offensive rebounds.
14 foul on Lexington, and Chapman got the foul. That's her second personal. Aviana Yoder.
Her first trips from the charity stripe tonight as well.
Looking for her first point tonight. That free throw is good, right on cue. 5'10 junior averaging 5.5 a game, 7.7 boards in the previous meeting with Lexington. Second free throw good as well by Yoder. 25-21 West Holmes. 38 seconds and counting in the second quarter. Lady Lex basketball. Here's Chapman to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Chapman crossover, right point. Bounce pass near side to Borowicz. Gets the hand off to Palmer. Palmer to the left wing. Backs it up. Back out top to Stover. Right wing now over to Borowicz to the far side corner of the Chapman. 17 seconds. Chapman backs it up. And now finally what? A whistle going to be blown. 3-second violation. And it'll be a turnover, number 14 on the Lady Lex.
That's good. Good half-court defensive stand right there for West Holmes. 15 seconds to go. Definitely enough time to get a good shot.
West Holmes' Allie McMillan will have it. She'll walk it across the timeline. 10 seconds to go. Down to the front court. 7 seconds. Now to Patton. Patton dribbles it inside. Deflected back to her. Now stole it away. 1 second to go. And they will not get the shot off. Well, Lexington's after the steal, and that will do it for the first half. Halftime score from the Dungeon in girls high school basketball. It's West Holmes 25 and Lexington 21. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th. 16th at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A single family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has 3 bedrooms and 2 full and 1 partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estates subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Carrie Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
It is halftime for the Dungeon, where West Olds has a four-point lead at 25-21. West Olds led 20-15 after the first quarter. Election that scoring West Olds 6-5 in the defensive second quarter. And West Olds still has the four-point lead at halftime, 25-21. Leading the way for West Olds in the first half, that was Keegan Ohl. Did all her damage in that first quarter as Cool was in that first quarter of play, going 2-for-4 from three-point range, 0-for-1 from two-point range, but also 3-of-3 for the foul line. Ohl had 9 first-half points. Also, Briar Klein in that first half went 0-for-1 of three-point tries, 1-for-3 from two-point range, 4-of-6 for the foul line. Klein had 6 points. 4 points scored by Zelina Proper, and 2 apiece for Allie McMillan, as well as Ava Yonigoder and Neely Fair, running out the West Olds point total of 25. For Lexington, leading the way, that was Macari Chapman. Chapman, 2-of-5 on three-point tries, 1-for-2 from two-point range, 0-for-2 for the foul line. Chapman had 8 points. She did not score after the first quarter. Also, Ava Brown in that first half. Brown, of course, the 6'2 sophomore, and she would finish up going 3-of-5 from two-point range, 1-for-2 for the foul line. Brown had 7 points. 3 points apiece also by Cora Palmer and Bella Temple. And that would round out the scoring for Lexington of 21. Halftime score, West Olds 25 and Lexington 21. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you, Matt. Once again, 25-21, West Holmes over Lexington. 3-point field goals, Lexington 2-of-6 for 33%. West Holmes 2-of-10 for 20%. 2-point field goals, Lexington 6-of-16 for 38%. West Holmes 5-of-14 for 38%. From the fouls, from the charity stripe, Lexington 3-of-8 for 38%. West Holmes 9-of-13 for 69%. Total rebounds, Lexington 23, West Holmes with 17. Total turnovers, Lexington 14, West Holmes with 8.
Individual rebounding leaders in the first half for West Holmes. Ava Young-Gutter had 3 boards, 2 came at the offensive end. 2 rebounds apiece for Allie McMillan and Neely Fair, as well as Zelina Proper. For Lexington, leading the way, Tatum Stover had 6 boards, 2 at the offensive end. Also, a total of 8 rebounds for Ava Brown. She had 3 at the offensive end. West Olms a 25-21 lead over Lexington the half, Don, and West Olms kind of jumped out the early lead there. Lexington kind of came back and made it the game here in that second quarter.
They did. I mean, it's pretty equal right now. Just the difference in the game is West Olms is 9-of-13 from the charity stripe, as opposed to Lexington being 3-of-8 from the charity stripe. That's the difference. West Holmes' press is working a little bit, but they're not getting the turnovers like they normally do. That leads to easy points. And one thing about Lexington is their big girl, until she got into the foul trouble, was sort of dominating there on the board, especially on the offensive end for Lexington.
We'll see what happens here in the second half. Again, the halftime score, West Holmes 25, Lexington 21. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Home Siding Contractors.
stop in all this week for these great savings at Rudy's IGA. They have Golden Delicious apples for 99 cents a pound, 1 pint fresh blueberries for $3.49, and Smith's Premium Ice Cream for $3.99. They also have Pork Loin Boulos Country Style Ribs for $2.29 a pound, Kretschmar Cherry Wood Ham for $5.99 a pound, Eckrich Old Fashioned Loaf for $5.99 a pound, 12-ounce package of Jimmy Dean Sliced Bacon for $2.99, 31 to 40 count cooked cocktail shrimp for $13.99, and Smith's Sour Cream or French Onion Dip for $3.69. That's now through Sunday at Rudy's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all other types of furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Broman & Byler in Millersburg is a local full-service accounting firm. Hello, this is John Byler. We offer a complete range of services from tax, business, and estate planning to bookkeeping and payroll services. When choosing a financial advisor at tax time, choose Broman & Byler at 161 North Washington Street in Millersburg. You can reach us at 330-674-8222.
All ready for the second half will be Lexington basketball to begin the third quarter of action. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. And that is courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. Fred Williams is producing tonight's video live stream coverage, and John Williams working the cameras. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Lexington basketball, pass around the foul line. Brown goes on the left wing, now the three-pointer. Up in the air, going to be in and out. No good by Tatum Stover. Rebound put back is good, however, by Bella Tipple, and a foul. And Tipple now a chance for a three-point play.
That's a second chance points for Lexington. That's 2, 4, 5. That's 8 offensive rebounds so far this game.
That's big, and 5 points down for Tipple. First team foul, of course, on West Stones of the quarter. Second personal on Patton. And the free throw by Temple is up in the air. That's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Chloe Patton. Westall's ball, they have a two-point lead. Friar Klein going from right to left across the timeline. Into the quarter, Keegan Ohl. Ohl to the foul line. Cross-court pass left corner. Here's McMillan to the baseline. Has it knocked loose, but that's going to be a foul called on Cora Palmer.
Good left-hand penetration dribble by Allie McMillan. Take it up strong. Got help.
And that's the first personal on Palmer. First team foul on the Lady Lex. Allie McMillan at the foul line. 2 points so far tonight. 5'4 senior, averaging just over 7.5 a game. 6 points, 9 boards in the previous outing against Lexington. The first free throw, no good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. On State Route 83 in Millersburg, second free throw good by McMillan. She has 3. Lexington ball down 26-23 early in the third quarter. Palmer's pass right wing goes to Chapman. Cross-court pass, Stover left side. Inside the pass, deflected away, back to Stover. Pass inside again this time, tried to force it into Brown, but this time she threw it out of bounds.
It's the right idea, just a little bit more touch on that pass. Get it up in the air for that 6'2" girl.
15 turnovers on Lexington. West Holmes has the ball. Here's McMillan across the timeline. Pass out top, Keegan Ohl. on the left point to Ava Yonioter. Dribbles it left to the foul line. Picks it up. Out top now to Kikinole. Left wing back to Patton. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Tatum Stover. Lexington ball, Stover across the timeline. Pass inside, deflected, grabbed by Brown. Her layup, no good. Rebound knocked around a couple of times. Finally grabbed by Ava Yonioter, and she was fouled after the board by Cora Palmer. Second team foul. Lexington Palmer has her second personal foul.
And Lexington's going to have to worry about some foul trouble. I know the big girl's got three, and now Palmer with two.
Palmer with two in this quarter alone. So it's starting to add up a little bit. Stover looking an explanation that last call. West Olds has the basketball. Here's McMillan across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing, and the handoff goes to Breyer Klein. Out top, Patton. Patton to the foul line. Out top to Breyer Klein. Drives the lane. Her shot left hand blocked. And rebound grabbed as well by Stover after she got blocked that shot. Stover across the timeline. Hands it off to Chapman. She'll call out the play. Right wing in the pass goes to Stover. Dumps it inside Ava Brown. Back out top to Stover. Now to Palmer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Breyer Klein. Klein will push it across the timeline for West Olds. Left wing to McMillan. Drive. Baseline. Her layup is good. Allie McMillan has 5-3 in the quarter. West Olds a five-point lead.
Just a very, very good, strong drive by Allie McMillan. Good finish.
28-23 Lady Knights. Here's Chapman for Lexington to the corner to Palmer. Palmer, head fake. Out top goes to Brown. Bounce pass to the right side. Goes to Bella Temple. Dumps it inside. Deflected away. Chapman will grab it. Back in the corner. And now the right point to Stover inside the Brown. Right corner to the Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. She'll back it up now with the dribble. 5:40 to play in the third. Chapman looking. Cross-court pass goes to Palmer to the far side. Palmer to the foul line. Dribbles it. Hands it off to Chapman. And what? Timeout called by Lexington. 5.5 to play third quarter. West Olds is up 28-23. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th. 16th at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624.
Keegan Ohl. Back in the corner goes to McMillan. Dumps inside Ava Yonioter. And she'll be tripped up inside the paint by Ava Brown. Third team foul, and Brown has her third personal foul.
That's a good job by Westholms. Good solid post by Ava Yonioter, and a good job to get her the ball.
Great ball movement, and now in going to be Bella Temple and replacing Cora Palmer. Westholms to inbound beneath their own backboard. Ohl. Into the corner goes to Briar Klein. Klein to the baseline. His pass across the lane to Ava Yonioter, who banks it in.
Good penetration by Briar. Good finish by Aviana.
She has 6-2 field goals here in this third quarter. 35-25. Westholms a 10-point lead. Here's Chapman with it for the Lady Lex. Crosser pass, Stover. Back to the corner. Goes over to the far side. Over to Zoe Borowicz. Back out top to Macari Chapman. 3:20 to play in the third. Chapman picks it up out top to Stover. Dumps it inside, deflected away. On the right wing is Borowicz. Into the corner, Chapman. Chapman looking. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds. Nobody open. That'll be the 16th Lexington turnover.
Well, she had two girls open on the far wing, and they both, penetrated. Actually, flashed to the middle at the same time, and she threw it over to the wing.
Just a little too congested. Stay tuned immediately following the game for high school scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Village Motors. Zach Kraft reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Westholm's ball. Here's Proper on the right wing. Out top, Briar Klein. On the right point, Ava Yonneck, Neely Fair, rather. Gets the hand off to over to the three-pointer by Briar Klein. Missed everything. Rebound grabbed by Bella Temple. Lexington basketball. Here's Chapman across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing. Chapman cut off. Out top now to Borowicz. 2.5 to play, third quarter. Guarded tightly by Proper. Borowicz dribbles it out top. Now to the right wing, ball knocked down. Grab on the three-pointer by Chapman can be high in the air. That's no good. Rebound rolls in the hands of Allie McMillan. McMillan on the fast break to the other end. Drive, lane, layup, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ava Brown. Pass by Chapman to the front court. Goes over to Stover. Dumps inside Ava Brown. Her shot no good, but she will be fouled. And it'll send Ava Brown to the foul line to shoot two.
Well, the tempo, I believe, is to Westholm's liking right now, but I think actually Lexington wants to push this tempo up as high as they can get it right now.
Seems that way. Second team foul, Westholm's. Chloe Patton has her third personal foul. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Free throw no good on the first attempt by Eva Brown. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies for quality and service. Never go out of style. Brown has 7 points. And the 6'2 sophomore. Free throw in the second attempt is going to be good. Splits the pair. She has 8. 35-26 Westholms. Lady Knights basketball. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. McMillan to the front court. And she'll find Neely Fair. Back to the left wing to Keegan Ohl. Ohl, three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good, missed everything. Rebound saved by Patton. Gets over to McMillan. Her shot no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Ava Brown. Borowicz has it now for the Lady Lex. To the front court to Chapman. 1:45 to play in the third quarter. Chapman to the right wing. Dribbles it still. Pass inside is stolen away by Patton. She'll lose it, though. Grabbed back by Stover somehow. Now Borowicz on the floor again. Dove after. And knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of the diving Zelina Proper. So Lexington basketball with 1:27 to play in the third. And see which team can kind of close out this third quarter. And it'll be Zoe Borowicz, the 5'3 sophomore guard, to inbound. And as it left of the foul line over to Chapman. Cut off. Chapman looking, and she's going to be fouled. We'll reach in that time, call the 13th foul on the Lady Knights. And Keegan Ohl has her second personal.
Yeah, Keegan just had active hands trying to go for the ball. I think she got her a little bit on the lip. Totally incidental.
Chapman now to inbound. Chapman looking, pass out top to Cora Palmer. Palmer dribbles it, backs it up. Now to the right wing. Palmer spins around. Jab step. Kicks it back out top. Now to Zoe Borowicz. She'll take it to the right wing. Gets the handoff now to Cora Palmer. Foul circle to Bella Temple. Her 18-footer going to be off the mark. Rebound, Ava Brown. Her putback, no good, but she will be fouled. Again, such a handful with that size, and she'll be back to the foul line.
That's four offensive rebounds for Ava Brown. That's four second-chance points that she has the opportunity for Lexington to get.
Fourth team foul, West Holmes, and now Patton all of a sudden has four personal fouls. Brown has 8 points in all tonight. Free throw here is going to be good. Make it nine. And it will be Ava on the other end, replacing Chloe Patton with his four personal fouls. And the second free throw by Brown. That's up. That's going to be no good. Missed the front of the rim. Rebound grabbed by Chapman. Trying to throw it off West Holmes, and she does so. She'll stay with the Lady Lex beneath her own backboard. Timeout call West Holmes with 1:02 to play in the third. West Holmes a 35-27 lead. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with the winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Kime Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Kime in Charm, Ohio. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
And it will be a Lexington basketball out of the timeout. Macari Chapman to inbound at far side corner. Trailing by 8 points here. Just over a minute to play in the third. Chapman inbounds it over to Ava Brown. Back to Chapman. Dribbles it right wing. Chapman picks it up. Cross-court pass right of the foul circle to Bella Temple. Down to Chapman, left side. Chapman, head fake drive. Run by Chapman. Going to be off the glass. No good. Rebound. Snapped into the hands of Allie McMillan. West Holmes has the ball. 45 seconds to go in the third. McMillan calls out the play. She'll cross the timeline. Guarded by Palmer. Dribbles it. Gets the handoff down to Keegan Ull. 35 seconds. Ull to the foul line. Kicks it back out top. Now to Purple. And she'll hand it off to Allie McMillan. 28 seconds to go. West Holmes may be looking for that final shot of the quarter. 20 seconds. McMillan still with the dribble. Count is on. McMillan gets the handoff. Now to Keegan Ull. Ull out top of the dribble. 14 seconds. Down to Proper. Down to 12 seconds. Here's McMillan. Left to the foul line over to the hands of Neely Fair. Spins around. 7 seconds. Fair. Back in the quarter to Keegan Ull. 4 seconds to go. She has it knocked loose by Palmer. Rolls to the opposite end of the floor, and that'll do it here for the third quarter of play. At the end of three, West Holmes 35, Lexington 27. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
West Holmes outscored Lexington 10-6 in that third quarter of play. This game, of course, being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. Fred Williams. is producing tonight's live stream coverage. John Williams working the camera. You can find that by going to YouTube, searching WKLM Radio on YouTube to find the live stream coverage for tonight. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast from the dungeon. And it will be Westall's ball to begin the fourth quarter. Here's the drive, but Villa dumps it inside, goes to Avion Yoder, who banks it up and in.
Just fantastic penetration, good finish by Avion.
And she has eight. Great way to start the fourth quarter. Westall's back up to a 10-point lead. Here's Cara Palmer for Lexington on the right wing. Double team. Here pass to Bella Temple along the perimeter. Out top to Chapman. Chapman to the right wing. Picks it up. Out top now to Borowicz. Down to the foul line on the dribble. Right wing back to Chapman. Chapman's three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Allie McMillan. Pass to the front court. Goes out of bounds. Too long for Proper, and it'll be a turnover. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. Westall's 1-4 on three-point tries for 25%. Lexington 0-5. Westall's 3-8 from two-point range for 38%. Lexington 2-6 for 33%. Westall's 1-2 for the foul line, 50%. Lexington 2-5 for 40% in that third quarter. Each team had 10 rebounds, 3 turnovers for the Lady Lex, and 2 for the Lady Knights in that third quarter of play. Lexington ball in the fourth. Pass deflected on the floor and stolen away by Avion Yoder. Baseball pass by McMillan. She'll try to find Ole, but unable to haul it in. That'll be a turnover on the other side.
I mean, that's good. West Holmes is getting these turnovers, but they're just giving it back just on this one pass, trying to just get it down to court. I mean, the girl is open. It's the right idea. Just need to make a better pass.
Going for the touchdown pass that time. It'll be a Lexington ball. Down 37-27 in the fourth. Palmer's pass. Right on the foul line, Ava Brown. Hands it off to Palmer. Drive, her shot up, no good, but she was bumped to the floor. And a foul will be called on Avion Yoder, her first and first team foul. West Holmes in the fourth.
Good little misdirection play by Lexington, a fake handoff by Brown, and then Brown giving the ball to Palmer on a layup.
Cora Palmer has 3 points. She has not scored in the second half. And that free throw here is going to be up, going to be good. So first point of the second half of play for the 5'5 senior guard. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Village Motors. Zach Kraft reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Allie McMillan. Into the front court. Pass goes to Proper along her feet and tries to dive after it. She does so. It's tied up, but the arrow does point to Lexington, and Westalls will have their 13th turnover.
That's three consecutive possessions with three consecutive turnovers.
The officials discussing things over after that.
Actually, Lexington got the ball, I believe, to start this quarter.
They were part of the confusion, possibly, on the possession arrow, but the R&D going to give it to Lexington.
Yeah.
So Chapman to win, Matt, at near side of the backcourt to Cora Palmer. 9-point West Holmes lead. Lexington has the ball. Palmer pass right corner goes to Chapman. Dumps it inside. Ava Brown, her layup off the glass. Good and a foul. Ava Brown will have a chance for a 3-point play.
I would just put her at the block and I would just make her work and give her the ball and just see what she can do for you.
Yeah, pretty tough to stop at that spot. Second team foul on West Holmes of the quarter. That was Avion on her second personal foul. Chet Brown, rather, has 11. Her free throw no good. Rebound goes to Allie McMillan. West Holmes ball up 37-30. McMillan to the left wing. Out top to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Cut off. Out top to Keegan Ull. Ball at the top of the key. Into the corner goes to Briar Klein. Klein to the baseline. Cross-court pass to McMillan. Left wing now to Keegan Ull. Drive to the foul line. She'll be bumped and fouled. She was sandwiched in between two Lexington defenders. That's their first team foul.
That was a good ball movement by West Holmes. Good perimeter passing on their point.
Borowicz has her first personal foul. Ull to inbound. Beneath her own backboard. Pass goes out top to McMillan. Ball slapped around and stolen away by Cora Palmer. Palmer to the front court. Her layup off the last. No good, however. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by Stover. Across the lane to Cora Palmer. Her shot going to be no good again, but this time She was fouled, I believe, by Avion Yoder. That'll be her third personal, third team foul, West Holmes, after the 14th turnover.
That's nine rebounds for Stover, three in the offensive end. That's three more second-chance points.
That's what she does. And now Palmer back at the charity stripe has 4 points this evening. That free throw is going to be good. Get total service for your jewelry at the jewelry store with a free cleaning and inspection, and all the repairs are done right in their showroom at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. And second free throw is up by Palmer. That's good as well. Makes them both. She has 6 points. 37-32 West Holmes. Presses on. Here's McMillan in the backcourt. Near side goes to Breyer Klein. And gets called for traveling. And now up to 15 turnovers tonight for West Holmes.
Now this is more of a control type pressure by Lexington, wanting West Holmes to make their own, you know, ill-fated turnover. And they did.
They did indeed. It'll be Lady Lex basketball at side court. Chapman gets a pass off to Zoe Borowicz. Under 6 minutes to play. Borowicz near midcourt, pass near side to Chapman. Now on the right wing. Into the corner, pass inside to Ava Brown. Her shot up in the air going to be banked in. Tough shot.
I'd give it to her every single time if I was Lex.
Four in the quarter, she has 13 for the ballgame. West Holmes ball does the breathe the pressure, pass inside. Off the hands of McMillan. Out top now to Keegan Ole. Ole to the foul line, cut off. Now to Proper. Proper drive, lane. Her shot blocked by Ava Brown, grabbed by Avion Yoder. Her shot no good, but she will be fouled inside. Yoder goes to the foul line.
That's Avion Yoder's fourth offensive rebound.
And that was big. Second team foul on Lexington. And called that on Palmer, her third. Timeout West Holmes with 5:22 to go. West Holmes a 37-34 lead. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Reminder, after the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, for quality and service, never go out of style. We were talking about it, Don. Ava Brown has certainly been a handful tonight, especially here in this fourth quarter.
I think going to take a little special effort to try to deny her the ball, know where Chapman is, and put somebody in front and behind Brown.
All right, West Holmes with it, a 37-34 West Holmes advantage. 5:22 to play. We're in the fourth quarter at the foul line. Of course, after the foul was Avion Yoder. Yoder has 8 points meanwhile. Six of those have come in the second half. Lines up the first regular attempt. They're going to be up and no good. One more to go for the 5'10 junior post player. That's up, and that's going to be no good as well. Missed them both. Rebound goes to Chapman. Lexington ball. Chapman outs off. She'll keep it back near midcourt as they spread the floor. In calls out the play. Chapman out of the right wing. Pass knocked away, stolen by Allie McMillan. On the fast break, McMillan has it knocked out of bounds by Chapman, but that came after the steal and 19th Lexington turnover.
Does not surprise me that Allie McMillan was the one to pick that pocket right there.
That's what she does. And now Keegan Ole to inbound. Back in the corner. Goes over to Breyer Klein. Now to Zelina Proper. Proper dribbles it to the foul circle. To the foul line. Kicks the left wing, but stolen away by Chapman. Chapman on the other side. Her layup going to be off the glass. No good. Missed the layup. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Proper, but West Holmes a break that time.
Yeah, I mean, if Lexington needs to capitalize on those bunnies.
3-point West Holmes lead. Lexington has it beneath their own backboard. Here's Chapman. Looking to inbound, she does so. Deflected, grabbed by Stover. Now tied up, and the arrow going to point to West Holmes' direction. So that'll be a turnover on Lexington, up to 20 of those tonight. Vocal pressure is on. And batted into the hands of McMillan. Back to Proper in the backcourt. Picks it up. Near side of McMillan. Dribbles it across the timeline. Pass goes through the hands of Yoder, but grabbed behind her on the ricochet by Keegan Ole. Gets the handoff out, off to McMillan. West stones ball. McMillan down to the right wing. Pass inside. Evie Huntinger backs it in. Left wing, Keegan Ohl. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down.
A big, big shot by Keegan Ohl.
12 points for her. Her third three-pointer tonight. 40-34 West Holmes. Lexington ball. Here's Horwicks across the timeline. Beats the pressure. Has it out top. Gets the handoff to Macari Chapman. Right wing back to Borowicz. Back out top, Cora Palmer. Three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound on the floor. Grabbed by Chapman. And she'll be slapped on the arm by Allie McMillan. Fourth team foul. West Holmes in the quarter. McMillan has her first personal foul.
That's a good foul by Allie McMillan. Make Chapman go to the free throw line and hurt him.
Chapman has 10 points. And she indeed is at the foul line. 4 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Free throws up, going to be in and out, no good. Remains a 6-point advantage for West Holmes, who came in at 6-1 in the OCC. Lexington 5-2 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. Of course, Mansfield Senior unbeaten so far in conference play. Second free throws up, going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound, fought for, grabbed by Ava Brown. Put back is good. Can't stop her. She has 6 in the quarter, 15 for the ballgame. West Holmes ball. Pass in the front court to Proper. Proper drive, runner. Plara, a shot blocked by Brown. This time they're going to call her for the foul. And Lexington not in agreement. Third team foul. Lexington Brown's going to have her fourth personal foul. But for Proper, give her credit not backing down and going at her.
That's true. I mean, good job by Zelina to take the ball right to the hole. Not a whole lot of Lexington fans here, but they're very vocal.
No doubt. Proper, 4 points this evening. And the left-hander lines it up. Free throw is going to be no good on the first attempt. 5-6 sophomore and averaging just under 8 points per game. Second free throw. Proper's up in the air. That is going to be good. 5 points for her. First points of the second half. 41-36 West Holmes. 3:45 to go. Lady Lex basketball. Here's Chapman. Cole's at the play. Dribble sitting out to the left point. Pass inside to Stover from the right block. Her bank shot, no good. Rebound put back by Brown, no good. And she's back for the lane, and they're going to call a foul. Brown to the foul line after the offensive rebound again. The 15th foul on West Holmes. Yoder has her fourth personal foul.
Brown currently 3-7 from the charity stripe.
15 points, Ava Brown. Again, 6 of those have come so far in the fourth quarter. That free throw's up, going to be no good. 3.5 to go, 41-36. West Holmes and Lexington has not helped themselves at the foul line. That free throw's up, going to be no good as well. Rebound goes to McMillan. West Holmes with the ball. McMillan across the timeline. Dribbles it to the right wing. Pass the right block. Ava Yoder backs it in. Yoder shot up, going to be no good. She did a little step move inside. They called her for a travel. And 17th West Holmes turnover. I think Lindsey Belden not in agreement with that call.
I believe it. To get one step, and that was a pretty awesome move by Aviana Yoder.
It certainly was. Lexington ball. Here's Cora Palmer to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Now left wing in the pass goes to Borowicz. Back out top to Chapman. Three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound fought for out top McMillan, who has it for West Holmes. McMillan to the right wing. McMillan bumped, and that will be a foul on Borowicz, who ran into her. 14th foul on Lexington. Borowicz has her second personal foul.
Next foul on Lexington. West Holmes will be shooting two.
West Holmes a 5-point lead, just under 3 minutes to go. Here's Keegan Ohl to inbound. And looking past to cutting Aviani Gutter. Her shot's no good. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Tatum Stover. Here's Chapman across the timeline. Chapman comes with a jump stop and has stood on her feet, and then it'll be a travel indeed, the 21st on Lexington.
I mean, it's a good job by Lexington to push the tempo, but not when you turn the ball over like that.
2:49 to go. Timeout called, 41-36 West Holmes. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-G015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all-traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-G015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Just a reminder, tomorrow night we'll have boys high school basketball for you. That will not be on video, not able to do video at Madison, but we will have that game for you on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Again, West Olson, Madison airtime about 7 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have Classic of the Country coverage beginning Saturday. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage for you all 3 days, as per usual, interviews from the Classic, and we'll be video live streaming all the games this weekend. And it is pay-per-view, and if you want to go find out the details, how to access that, go to classicofthecountry.org or go to WKLM.live to find that website as well. Already here as West Olds has added the timeout and a five-point advantage. Inbounded to McMillan in the backcourt, dribbles it at three-quarter square, slapped around on the floor and stolen away by Chapman. The Stover, she got called for traveling. So West Olds gets a break that time after the 22nd Lexington Turner. West Olds had turned the ball over the 18th time.
Yeah, part of being good is being lucky, and they're getting lucky right there.
No doubt. Inbounded goes to Proper. Proper, double team, down to McMillan. Pass to the front court into the hands of Ava Yoder. Back to Zelina Proper. Back to McMillan. They'll still spread the floor with West Holmes on the right wing to Uhl. Out top to McMillan to the foul line. Nice look inside Yoder. Left wing out top to Proper. West Holmes trying to run some clock down now. 2:18 to play in counting. Proper near the midcourt line. Dribbles it. Gets the handoff. Here's McMillan to the foul line. Nice look to Yoder. She'll bake it up and in.
She is just so good on the open floor.
The dish by McMillan. Now Ava Yoder has 10 points. Four of them have come in the fourth. 43-36 West Holmes. Lexington ball. Pass out top. Stolen away by McMillan again. McMillan to the bucket. Her layup no good, but she was fouled by the trailer, Macari Chapman. The 15th foul. And here's McMillan making things happen here in the fourth.
It is. Allie McMillan had one defensive rebound in the first half. She has 10 right now.
Wow. That's just kind of taking matters in your own hand right there.
Yeah.
Third personal on Chapman, by the way. Free throw no good by McMillan. She does have 5 points. 1:50 to go. 43-36 West Holmes. Back up to that 7-point advantage. Here's the second free throw attempt by McMillan. That is up, and that is going to be good. Splits the pair. 6 points for her. 8-point lead for West Holmes. Lexington ball. West Holmes backs off into the half-court pressure. Chapman now across the timeline. 1:45 to play. Chapman dribbles it out top. Picks it up back in the corner. Cora Palmer. Palmer to the baseline. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be saved, but into the hands of Proper. Westall's ball. McMillan has it. To the front court to Keegan Uhl. Lost it. Grabbed by McMillan just in time before it went across the half four line. Here pass. Goes to Proper through her legs, but she'll pick it back up. And now dribbles it, and finally going to be a foul called on Stover, and that'll be two free throws for West Holmes. Stover's first personal foul. So bonus situation, 1:19 to play. Zelina Proper has 5 points. Free throw up going to be no good. Just off the rim. Second free throw by the sophomores up. That's going to be good. 6 points for Proper. 45-36 West Olds back up to a 9-point lead. Lexington ball. Into the front court. Here's Borowicz. Picks it up. Pass right of the foul line. Goes to Bella Temple. Double team. Picks it up. Pass out top in the hands of Chapman. Timeout called by Lexington. 106 to go. 45-36 West Olds. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
West Holmes a 9-point lead, 106 to play here. And you look at the Ava Brannick for that good start, Don. She's been scoreless since then here, but a much better job here at this latest stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very, just a good job. I mean, all around right now, you need to tighten up in that defense, and they have done that.
So West Holmes looking to close things out. It'll be Lexington ball out of the timeout. And to inbound will be Cora Palmer. Pass goes out top to Chapman. Chapman dribbles it. Three-pointers up in the air by Chapman. Going to be no good. Rebound by Brown under the basket. Put back, I should say, by Bella Temple got the board. Her put back no good, but she was fouled. So Bella Temple to the foul line. McMillan has her second personal foul.
That's a nine-point game. I mean, they're shooting two free throws. Got a chance to knock that down to seven with no time going off the clock. Plenty of time left.
Got to keep playing here. Temple lines it up. That is up, and that is no good. 5 points for her this evening. 5'10 sophomore. Under a minute to play. Second free throw is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound. She's down by Cora Palmer, but a foul was called. Inside, away from the basketball. It was Chapman battling with Avion Yoder. Going to call that on West Holmes. Breyer Klein actually gets called for the foul, her fourth personal, so now two more free throws. Now can Lexington cash in?
Yeah, they need to capitalize on these freebies.
Tatum Stover's at the charity stripe. That free throw is going to be good. Her first point this evening. 57 seconds. Second free throw going to be good as well. Buries them both. 45-38 West Holmes presses on. Ooh, double team in the backcourt. Hit the pass off, and gonna be a timeout called somehow by West Holmes.
Why? Wow. I didn't think there was any possession there.
I didn't either. West Holmes fortunate that time, but they'll get the timeout. 53 seconds to go. 45-38 West Holmes. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
West Holmes, a 7-point lead out of the timeout. West Holmes obviously needs to handle this pressure, Don.
They have to handle this pressure, go down and make their free throws to seal this deal.
In Bennett to McMillan. Now to Keegan Ohl. Near side, Bella deflected back to her. And grabbed by Prober, saves it, but she throws it away. Here's Bella Temple. Pass inside, stolen back away by McMillan. And she'll be fouled after the steal. And a foul called on Stover, her second personal foul. That's been the case tonight, just when West Holmes needs a steal, and she comes up with one.
And it does. I'd be amazed if she doesn't have a double-double in rebounds and steals tonight.
Yeah. McMillan back to the foul line. 40 seconds to go. 6 points for Allie McMillan. The free throw is going to be good. Got the bounce. Ava Brown checking back in, replacing Bella Temple for Lexington. 46-38 West Holmes. And the second free throw is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound. Grabbed by Stover. Lexington ball. Here's Chapman to the front court. To the corner. Hands it off to Cora Palmer. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. Palmer buries the three. Her first three-pointer tonight. Inbounded against the press to Keegan Ohl. She'll be fouled by Palmer. Palmer, her fourth personal foul. So free throws now for Keegan Ohl. Palmer up to 9 points this evening. 5-point lead for West Holmes, 26 seconds to go. Ohl has 12 points for her. That free throw up going to be good. Her season high is 15 points and now up to 13 tonight. That free throw up going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor, grabbed by Chapman. Chapman across the timeline. Has it out top. Left wing the pass down to Borowicz. Back in the right wing to Stover, but knocked out of bounds instead by Breyer Klein. 16 seconds to go on that good deny defense from Klein. 47-41 Lady Knights. Stover to inbound it. To Cora Palmer. Palmer to the right wing. Picks it up. Pass inside. Goes over to Ava Brown. Her layup can be banked in. Ava Brown. 8 seconds to go, though. Inbounded to McMillan. She'll be fouled by Palmer. 6 seconds. And West Holmes a 4-point lead. And McMillan will go to the foul line.
She can pretty much go to the foul line and ice this right here.
Palmer will foul out. The one that made that three. She'll foul out now with 5.9 seconds to go. Free throw. McMillan is up and it is good. 8 points, Allie McMillan. And West Holmes now a 48-43 lead. Second free throw going to be good as well. 6-point lead for the Lady Knights. Inbounded to Chapman. 4 seconds. Chapman to the right wing. Her shot from 3-point distance is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called on that shot. So 1 second to go, but not just yet.
You could have just let her go to the layups. They're out of timeouts. You can just hold the ball out of bounds.
McMillan, her third personal. At the foul line going to be Chapman. That free throw going to be good. Timeout West Holmes with 1 second to go. 49-44 Lady Knights. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
I think she's telling him right now, if she makes both those free throws, a 3-point game, get the ball down the court.
5-point advantage for West Holmes. 1 second to go here. I'm just discussing a timeout by West Holmes. What do you think, Joe, they're discussing there?
Well, if she makes both these free throws yet that she has, it'll be a one-possession game, 49-46. So West Holmes definitely wants to get the ball clear to the other end of the court.
Jam with the free throw up. Ain't going to be no good on the second attempt. Of course, she'll have 3 free throws in all. Split the first two, third and final one for Chapman. Again, just 1 second to go. That is up, and that is going to be good. Makes 2 of 3. Baseball pass goes to Keegan Ohl, and she'll run on it, and that will do it. West Holmes will get the victory on their home floor in the OCC. As they get the win by the final score of 49-45, they go to 8-4 on the season. They've won 4 straight. They're also now 7-1 in the OCC. Lexington dropping to 6-8 overall in 5-3. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference. Final score tonight, West Holmes a winner, 49-45 over Lexington. Back around the recap of the game for you after this on WKLM. A single-family home located at 6155 County Road 333 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $899,000. This property was built in 1999. It has 6 bedrooms and 4 full and 1 partial baths with 5,574 square feet. Located in the second quarter subdivision within the West Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Cliff Sprang at 330-464-5155 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Biker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRV Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRV Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
It is the final tonight from the Dungeon where West Holmes gets the victory 49-45 over the Lexington Lady Lex. West Holmes would jump out to a 20-15 lead after one, and they had a 25-21 lead at halftime. West Holmes would outscore Lexington 10-6 in the third quarter. And they led 35-27 through three. And West Holmes goes on to get the win 49-45 over Lexington. For West Holmes tonight, they had two players in double figures. Leading the way for them was Keegan Uhl. Uhl on the night would finish up going 3-4-6 from downtown, 0-1 from two-point range, 4-5 for the foul line. Uhl had 13 points. That was 2 points shy of tying her season high. And also in double figures is Uhl for the fifth time on the season. Also double figures was Aviana Yoder, and for her, she was 0-1 on three-point tries, 4-5 from two-point range, and 2-4 for the foul line. Yoder had 10 points and in double figures for the third time on the season. Also scoring for West Holmes, Allie McMillan, just missing double figures. She finished up with 9 points on the evening. Also scoring, 9 points for Briar Klein and 6 for Zelina Proper. 2 points scored by Neely Fair, running out the West Holmes total of 49. For Lexington, leading the way for them, there were two players in double figures, and Ava Brown led the way. Ava Brown, a handful inside, no doubt. The 6'2" sophomore, West Holmes did not have to deal with her that first time around. But for Ava Brown tonight, she went 7 of 10 from two-point range and also 3 of 9 for the foul line. Brown finished up with a game high of 17 points. Also, Macri Chapman in double figures this evening. Chapman was 2 for 10, though, from three-point distance, and 2-for-6 from two-point range, 2-of-7 for the foul line. Chapman had 12 points. However, 8 of those 12 came in that first quarter, just 4 points the rest of the game after that. 9 points scored by Cora Palmer on the game. She found out with 5.9 seconds to go. 5 points for Bella Temple and 2 points for Tatum Stover, running out the Lexington total of 45. Final score, West Holmes the winner, 49-45 over Lexington. Now for the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you, Matt. 3-point field goals, Lexington, 3 of 16 for 19%. West Holmes, 4 of 15 for 27%. 2-point field goals, Lexington, 12 of 30 for 40%. West Holmes, 10 of 26 for 38%. From the charity stripe, Lexington, 12 of 29 for 41%. West Holmes, 17 of 29 for 59%. Total rebounds, Lexington wins that, 47 to West Holmes, 39. Total turnovers, Lexington 24, West Holmes with 19.
Individual rebounding leaders for Lexington, leading the way, Eva Brown came up with a double-double tonight as she finished up with a total of 13 rebounds. Six came at the offensive end. Also, Tatum Stover, a handful on the boards as well. She would come up with 11 rebounds. Three came at the offensive end for her. For West Holmes, leading the way, it was Ava Yanni-Yoder who finished up with six rebounds. Four came at the offensive end, but also 10 rebounds for Allie McMillan. So 10 boards for McMillan, just 1 point shy of getting a double-double tonight. And four rebounds also for Zelina Proper. West Holmes winner by the final score of 49-45. Another victory here in the OCC.
Well, it's a close game. That's what you expect out of the second, third place teams in the OCC. West Holmes did what they had to do as whole court and win at your home court. But the importance of free throws. Both teams shot 29 free throws. West Holmes shoots 59%, makes 17 of them. Lexington, 41%, makes 12 of them. There's your difference.
Big difference right there. And also a big difference maker, Allie McMillan tonight. She'll be our sixth money's player of the game. And you look at her point total, 9 points. Didn't tell the whole story. The 10 rebounds, a lot of steals. We don't keep track of that, but maybe close as you talked about, in double digits and steals. Just, again, making things happen.
Well, I mean, that's what she does. That is Allie's game, which you don't see in the point total. I mean, she makes up for it in several other ways, especially when she gets in the open court. I'll bet she had five or six assists as well.
No doubt. So a nice win for West Holmes, now on a four-game winning streak here, Don. And obviously we'll get two very good tests coming up here in the Classic in the country.
Yeah. They face Margaretta Saturday evening, I believe, at 6 o'clock. Should be a very good game. Margaretta's ranked third in the state, third or fourth in the state in Division III. So it should be a good one. They match up fairly well. And then on Monday, 6 o'clock, they play a good Strasburg team.
Should be a lot of fun here. Again, West Holmes with the win. As they win at 49-45, they improve the record to 8-4 in the season, 70-1 in the OCC. As I mentioned, Allie McMillan, our sixth money's player of the game. They've won four straight. As Don mentioned, they'll play Saturday night in the Classic of the Country against Margaretta. And for Lexington, with the loss, they dropped to 6-8, 5-3 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. They'll play next Thursday, a week from now. They'll play January 18th, a home game against Mount Vernon. And for us again tomorrow night, boys basketball, West Holmes at Madison. We'll have that game for you on WKLM on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Cannot do video at Madison, but we'll have that game for you on the radio and the internet. Airtime about 7 o'clock for that. And, of course, on Saturday begins our wall-to-wall coverage of Classic in the Country. Again, we'll be broadcasting all the games, video live streaming all the games. It is pay-per-view. You can go to WKLM.live to find that website and find the details on how to access those games. We'll have several of the games also on the radio as well, including the West Holmes games as well as the two Highland games and some other games as well. And, of course, we'll have interviews all 3 days also. So look for that here for us. We'll be actually on YouTube and posting the interviews on Facebook as well, the video of those interviews throughout 3 days. So plenty of coverage from Classic of the Country over Highland. So look for that beginning on Saturday. That'll wrap things up for us here from the Dungeon. Special thanks to our Claxton Communication crew allowing us to bring you this video live stream coverage tonight, Fred Williams and John Williams. Also thanks to Zach Kraft back at WKOM Sports Central. For Don Hall, I'm Matt Croy. The final score tonight from the Dungeon, West Holmes the winner, 49-45. Over Lexington. So long, everybody.